Hello and welcome. Today I have the privilege of speaking to João Andrade, the CEO of White Cells Group. White Cells Group is an integrated stem cell services group, and they listed on the main market in July of 2016. And João and his team have been very busy since then. So I'm having an interview with João today just to give you listeners globally an overview of White Cells Group, and also to impart that João and his team will be attending the Cardiff Innovative Investors Show on the 18th of February, so just a few weeks away. So hi, João, how are you?
Hi, I'm very good, Peter. Thank you.
Now, thank you ever so much for agreeing to do this interview with us today, João. I know you're a busy man, and today you're in Portugal?
Yes, I'm in Portugal today.
Okie dokie. So I want you to start, João, with the fact that you IPO'd in July, and you've been extremely busy with regards to the strategy that you've put in place at the very beginning of the outset. You were saying, look, we're on a mission here to make stem cell therapy accessible and affordable. Now, what's been happening with the company since July? Because you've had a lot of things happen.
Yeah, well, mainly the White Cells Group, we've established three divisions to resolve what is one of the biggest problems within the stem cell industry. This problem is the fact that the stem cell treatments are currently some of the highest priced treatments within the medical marketplace, which means there's a lot of innovation and the industry is growing quite quickly, and there are new treatments being made available recently, and new cell therapies, but they are all quite expensive and growing above medical inflation. So in order for patients globally to have access to these potentially life-saving treatments, we have developed the world's first stem cell insurance plan to cover the costs associated with treatments. And this is really the key product that we have developed. So since the float, what we have done is concluded the product developments, established a team to manage the cell plan operation, and we've been very fortunate to find great talent to develop cell plan, and we've started to sign up companies that are called core blood banks, where families freeze their baby stem cells for periods of up to 25 or 30 years to protect the family against future illnesses. And the reason we are signing up agreements with these core blood banks is to be able to offer the stem cell insurance policy to them, because they pay £2,000 to store the stem cells, but a treatment can cost up to £300,000, which means the majority will not be able to afford it. So this is the progress we've been making with cell plan. With the White Academy division, which is more focused on education and training on stem cells to healthcare professionals, we've entered an agreement with the University of Westminster to develop short stem cell e-learning courses. And we are at the moment developing our e-learning platform so that we can deploy the initial courses during the course of this year. And with the White Cells division, we've established what we call the Institute of Stem Cell Technology, where we've entered the first contract with a stem cell research company from the U.S. We are also establishing the cryogenics division, where we will be able to offer families in Europe and the Middle East the possibility of also storing their stem cells with us. So it's been quite intense process since the float, because we are making progress with three divisions, hiring people, completing product development, establishing a state-of-the-art laboratory at the University of Manchester. So there's a lot of exciting things going on.
Absolutely. I mean, it's quite timely as well. There was an article that was published yesterday, João, via the Daily Mail. It's online. And it's talking with the champion alpine skier Jemmy Alcott,
yes,
who has froze her baby's stem cells.
Absolutely. This is the reality. It's becoming starting to become more mainstream, these services. There are countries such as Italy, Spain, Greece, Portugal, where adoption rates are already above 10%, which means more around 10% of families are now privately storing their baby stem cells. In countries such as Singapore, it's above 20%. Pretty much all Asian countries are the compound annual growth rates for stem cell storage services are growing exponentially, also in Latin America. So it's very timely, as you mentioned, what we are doing here.
Okay, so you mentioned that it's growing in different parts of the world at different rates, but it's growing exponentially. How big is this industry, and how big is the potential long term for White Cells Group?
Well, the current market size for the stem cell banking industry is $2.4 billion. It's expected to grow up to $3.2 billion by 2020. But the reality is, with products such as a cell plan, we are now covering costs associated with a cord blood stem cell treatment.
Yep.
But obviously, we are really well positioned as being the first company to develop such a product, to develop innovative insurance and finance solutions for the whole stem cell industry,
yeah,
which is worth about $100 billion. So there's many routes that we can explore moving forward. We have the right tools, the right partners in place, and we have already opened the door with these products, and we have the first mover advantage. So there's a lot of potential for growth there.
Absolutely. I mean, I was looking at some of the research and recent RNSs you've put out, and your partnership in Brazil, and you've built up essentially what is a subsidiary, could I call it that? The Brazil team, White Cells Brazil?
Yeah, and it's a licensee agreement where we out-license our brands, some of our technology and products that we have developed. They become resellers in Brazil.
What I noticed there, though, João, was that you've got, and I hope I get this name pronounced correctly,
yes,
you've got Luis Fernando Sardina, who
yes,
used to be part of the Coca-Cola Group Brazil. And to have somebody like that on your team, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. And he invested in that local company as well. So he's both the chief operating officer and quite substantial investor. And that sets the tone for the potential of what can be done in the Brazilian market that is growing quite a lot. And obviously someone that has been chief operating officer for a very large company such as Coca-Cola, and that went through the IPO process for Coca-Cola as well.
Yeah.
That's something that sets the tone. And also in the UK company, we have the founder of Dentplan involved,
yes,
which helps quite a lot.
Yeah.
Peter Holland's our chief scientific officer, and many other things that I'll be looking forward to explaining in detail in the Cardiff event.
Yeah, you're putting together a substantial team there. It bodes well for the future, most definitely. Now,
yes,
I wanted to touch, because I'm big on innovation, and that's why I've helped to put this event together in Cardiff. The e-learning side, what's the plans for that growth there, João, please?
Well, we are certainly a very ambitious company, and you know, I have this strong belief that really companies are about the people who are involved, and that's why we are putting such an effort into bringing the right people to develop each division, and that's also happening with White Academy. So White Academy is really the vision that we are focused on providing accurate scientific and medical information for healthcare professionals. Because today, what's happening is that healthcare professionals want to know more about stem cells, and there's no real offering where they can enroll, even if online, and learn and have a sufficient amount of information in order to be able to recommend or prescribe a stem cell storage service or a stem cell treatment to their patients. So we need to get that information being disseminated at not on high context, but on more of a low context point of view to healthcare professionals. And that's really key to team up with stem cell research companies, top universities, and be able to compile that information into comprehensive programs and then disseminate it on the different digital platforms that we have today. There are podcasts, there are e-learning platforms where we can launch the e-learning courses, there's iTunes U, there's many platforms that we are going to be disseminating our courses. And this is really to educate the market. Some will be free, some will be paid for. So we have a very interesting business model there, again, something no one has really tapped into before.
The word I'm going to use now, João, is disruptive. you're going to be very disruptive in a sense of you're looking at all the different means to do things very, very streamlined, but more effective. So your rate of return on investment is going to be far better than a lot of healthcare groups in the past that are a little bit stayed in their approach regarding getting media out there.
Yeah, look, it's I think easy to understand our vision, although one would look at stem cell industry or a stem cell company and think it's complex, but our company is rather simple in the sense that we are providing services to the industry and services to patients. Yeah. We are not really developing new cell therapies, but we are supporting them. For example, the research that will be conducted at our new laboratory in Manchester, what we have is we have clean rooms available and technical expertise from our stem cell specialists. So what happens is we enable these stem cell research companies to use our clean rooms and to use our technicians in order to be able to support them with developing their research. We developed an insurance to make stem cell treatments affordable. We developed an expert medical opinion to provide the right treatment plan and the right diagnosis and the right treatment plan and get a patient from Australia to the US to receive treatment. We provide e-learning courses and stem cell storage services. So what we've done is develop an end-to-end services solution from stem cell storage to an expert opinion to giving the patient access to treatments and covering the costs associated with all of that. Yeah. That's what we have done.
Absolutely. And that's quite noteworthy in the sense of the two agreements that you secured with, or the agreement you secured with BioVault only last week.
Yes. Well, it is. And this agreement with BioVault really shows what we are doing. BioVault is one of the most accredited stem cell banks in the world. They're based in the UK. They have operations in several countries, either directly or via affiliates and agents. And what we are really promoting here is the highest quality standards possible, because with our insurance policy, we are insuring a family of up to 1 million euros or $1 million outside Europe, which means that we need to be sure that those stem cells are stored in appropriate conditions so that they can be used for a transplant in the future. So we need really to conduct a quality assessment with each partner that we get involved with and to be able to provide the cell plan policy to their clients. Both existing clients who have already stored the stem cells and new clients who are now looking to store their stem cells.
Excellent. That sounds brilliant, Jao. Now, I wanted to wrap up here with the fact that you guys at Wide Cells and the group globally, 2017 would appear to me that you're on the cusp of sales, revenues, and, you know, marching on.
Yes, absolutely. That's the year. We've been, for the past 4 years, we've been doing product developments, getting the right people in place, raising funding. We have all of that now. We have all the ingredients. We've done, well, our products look quite complex, but now they will appear in very simple manner in the market. And this is the year really to start generating revenues, but we are focused on a strategy to scale up quickly and take advantage of being the first mover.
Absolutely. Now, Jao, I've just wanted to wrap with just an overview of we've got numbers of people coming to Cardiff on the 18th of February. What can they expect and what should they look forward to hearing more of from yourself on the 18th, please?
Well, our company, because we have three divisions, it's important to go into more detail on each one of them and the plans and the solutions that we have built into more detail so that an investor could get a further or a deeper understanding of the company and the different revenue streams that we can take advantage of. And the other thing is, looking at Wide Cells, we are really an innovative company because we've developed all these innovative services and solutions to support the industry and to support patients globally. We are very diverse with our three synergistic divisions. We have a recognized demand because we know where the clients are for the insurance policy already. They've stored their stem cells in cord blood banks. So we team up with the cord blood banks, we enter in agreements and offer the cell plan to their clients. It's a growing market, especially in some regions of the globe, which I'm going to cover in the presentation. It's targeted And we have a definition of our forecast, something that I'll be covering in the presentation as well. And we have really a world-class team, as I like to call it, to execute the business plan. And again, I'm going to explain in detail people who are involved in the company and what they are doing.
Excellent. Jao, CEO of Wide Sales Group, Jao Andrade, thank you ever so much. I look forward to seeing you on the 18th chat.
Thank you, Peter. Looking forward to see you also. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care, sir. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.